Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for being here today and tuning in and listening. I really, really appreciate it. Thousands and thousands of people tune into this program, Senior Care Live, every single week to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. You have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio show here in Kansas City on the weekends, and I could not be more proud of that. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, if you tune into the program, there are different ways that you can hear it. You can stream it online to your electronic device. You can go old school like I do. You can listen to programs on your actual radio. How about that? Right. There's actually buy a radio and listen to it. So that still works, and it will always work. You could also listen to a podcast after the fact. So any way that you should choose to listen to the program. Again, I just want to thank you for being here today and making this the number one listen to AM talk radio show in Kansas City on the weekends. You can reach us on our toll-free number if you ever have a question. You want to know how we might be able to help you and your family. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You could also go online and check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I just wanted to say a big shout-out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care for an awesome event last Sunday evening. It was called Sunday Night Live downtown. They raffled off 20 just fantastic prizes, and the raffle tickets were only $50 a piece. Some of these prizes were, you know, $3,000, $4,000, approaching $5,000. So just awesome. But all of the money raised at that event goes to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and it helps them to provide charitable care. Last year, they provided about $400,000 of charitable care for their patients and families, tremendous family support there. And just wanted to say thanks. I mean, look, the weather could not have been better. I mean, just absolutely spectacular. It was a wonderful evening. And again, for all of you who attended that, or maybe donated online or bought a raffle ticket online, I just wanted to just personally say thanks again. What a wonderful event. All right. Right out of the gate. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. You know, I kind of touched on this last week, and then something happened. I read a friend of mine on Facebook posted this article, and he's like, well, he was just really shocked. And I'm like, I'm not surprised at all by this. But this is an article from September 20th. From CNN, that's online, and it says, kicked out of assisted living, what you can do. All right, so I have covered on this program many times, and I kind of touched on it last week. I'm going to go a lot more in depth today. But I talk about this all the time. You know that this is a safe place where you can get accurate and reliable information, and I don't sugarcoat things. I'm probably not very politically correct, but this is the unvarnished truth. No sugarcoating. So I was not surprised by this at all. And then there was kind of a lively discussion on Facebook. And anyway, let me just share some of this with you, and then I'll address it. The phone call came as a shock. Your aunt cannot transfer into memory care. And she was in an assisted living facility. We have to discharge her from this facility, a nurse told Jeff Reagan. You have 30 days to move her out. They gave the family a 30-day notice to move their aunt out. The next day, a legal notice was delivered. Their aunt, 94, who had dementia, was being evicted from this particular assisted living facility. It's out in California. You are non-weight-bearing and require the assistance of two staff members for all transfers. So the family, they were taken aback after consulting with staff about his aunt's deteriorating health. He told her husband, who had arranged for her to be transferred to the dementia care unit at the facility. A room had been chosen, furniture bought, but now this facility was claiming it could not meet her needs after all. Then they go on to say this action isn't unusual. And across the country, they talk about assisted living facilities are evicting residents who have grown older and frail, essentially saying, we cannot take care of you any longer. And they're talking about, evictions tops the list of grievances at assisted living facilities. So it just goes on and on and on. And it says that there's not a whole lot that you can do about it. They tell you what you can do, but, you know, the title of the story here is Kicked Out of Assisted Living, What You Can Do. I'm going to tell you one thing that you can do, and I'm also going to tell you that I don't like it. I'll share that with you here in just a minute. But here's the bottom line, and again, I've touched on this before as well, a very, really, really good, thorough national survey. And this thing was I think, a big-time survey, states that the average length of stay in assisted living is 2.4 years. And this survey says 59% of assisted living residents will have to move on, okay, or asked to be moved on. And move on to the long-term care nursing home level, where the average length of stay is 2.4 years. It's literally within days of each other. So the key part of that is 59% will have to move on to a higher level of care. So here's one of the big problems here. If this doesn't work for you long-term, you should not be surprised. Now, it might sound like I'm being hard on assisted living facilities, and I'm not. They're a great fit for a lot of people for a lot of reasons, but they have their limitations. They have their limitations, period. So I will blame this as being the top of the list grievance against assisted living facilities. I'm going to blame it. There are two levels of blame. First of all, I'm going to blame not all salespeople, but there are many very aggressive sales representatives out there that will say something like this. Well, we are an age and place community, and your loved one can spend the rest of their days right here in fill in the blank assisted living. The problem is, according to this study, 41% of the time, that statement is true. 59% of the time, that statement is false. And again, I put that squarely in the bucket of over-promise, under-deliver. All right, so sometimes I think that is a major issue. We're trying to fill our building. We're going to get you in here, even if we have to kick you out of here sometime soon. I'm not saying this happens everywhere, but I am saying it happens a lot. Way too much. The other part of the blame, which is sad, goes to the consumer's lack of knowledge of what they are buying. Most consumers honestly don't understand the assisted living level of care. And I'll go into why that is after the break. But assisted living is not a, we'll do it before the break. Assisted living is not a standardized model at all. Some assisted livings are way on the light end of care, some of them on heavy end of care, and everything in between. So they're not all the same. It is confusing. And the bottom line is all assisted living facilities have limits. So the question you should ask is, what are your limitations? What are some of the issues that would cause an eviction or a notice of discharge? I'm going to give you a list of those, and I will provide those to you after the break. But the bottom line is, assisted living facilities have hard lines. And if you cross one of those lines, you'll be asked to move. And so when you read an article like this or an article similar to this, just don't be surprised, but you have to go in with your eyes wide open.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so after the break, I'm going to give you several examples of what could cause a discharge from the assisted living level of care, and I'm also going to provide you some more information. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Assisted living memory care is the same thing as the nursing home or long-term care level of care. Is that statement true or false? I'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, you can always reach us on our toll-free number literally 24 hours a day. That number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. It's so easy to do. If you want to do that, just go to seniorcarelive.com. You can click on the Listen Live button or just click on the picture of the, there's a huge microphone right there on the homepage. Either one of those, give it a few seconds to connect and then it'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, your laptop, whatever you have. And it really, really and truly is that simple. And tons of people do that very, that same thing that, I mean, there are people all over the country, actually all over the world, who stream this program. So feel free to help yourself on that one. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Assisted living memory care is the same thing as the nursing home or long-term care level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is, that statement is flatly, absolutely, 100% false. And that, I'm hitting the table. I'm trying to get your attention. That is part of the problem. If you go back to this article, she's non-weight bearing. She requires the assistance of two staff members. We'll just move her to memory care. Okay? Well, guess what? Memory care is a special type. I've said this 100 times on the show. I'll guarantee you, Senior Care Live listeners are much, much, much more educated than the general public consumer. I'll guarantee you, because I've said this 100 times. Memory care is a type of care, a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. But if it's delivered at the assisted living level, then it's delivered at that social model of assisted living, not the medical model, the heavy care model of the nursing home slash long-term care level. All right. So, I give this presentation all the time, and a picture is worth 1,000 words. But you have independent living on the left. You have nursing home, long-term care on the far right. That whole center ground is filled up with assisted living. It's a social model. Now, look, I kind of feel like some people, I'm really feeling this actually over the airwaves. Some people are looking at me and maybe upset that, oh, he's being really too hard on assisted living. I'm not. I'm trying to educate everyone on their limitations. And if you say, well, we have no limits, then guess what? You are part of the problem. You're over promising and under delivering, trying to fill your building. So you've got the problem, and you might be part of the problem if you're upset with this. I am educating the public. I can almost feel it through the airwaves here. The assisted living level of care is a social model, and it's designed to help individuals minimally or fully with their bathing, dressing, grooming, and using the restroom. They provide up to a certain level of incontinence support. They provide your housekeeping. They do your laundry. They do distribute or dispense your medicines. You get your medications on time. Very important. They provide all of your meals, snacks, hydration. There's a full slate of activities for social engagement, having meaningful days. They have church services, Bible studies, if that's important to you, to meet your spiritual needs. They have transportation to get you to and from the physician. Many physicians actually will come to you. There is a tremendous amount of support in assisted living. But let me share with you some things that could trigger a discharge. Two-person transfer. The vast majority of assisted living facilities can provide a one-person transfer. This is a function of staffing. When a person declines to the point they need two staff people to help you move from point A to point B. So, for example, from your bed to your wheelchair, on and off the toilet, using the shower, etc. When a person becomes that weak and it requires two people, the vast majority of assisted living facilities will ask you to leave because they're not staffed to do that. Now, as soon as I say that, I will say there are a few places that do offer two-person transfers. And again, you're going to pay a lot more for that because now you're getting into that nursing home long-term care level of care. But they staff for that. And a few places have that option. The vast majority do not. Here's another one. If your loved one begins to fall a lot, unmanaged falls, you have a major or escalating fall risk, that could get you a ticket out of the building. If you become an elopement risk, and this is primarily due to cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, dementia, and a lot of things that could cause that confusion or that desire to leave the building or wander away unintentionally, if the place is not set up with the proper security, if they don't have a secured memory care neighborhood, or if the doors, front doors are wide open and they cannot guarantee your safety and you become an elopement risk, you will be asked to leave. If your loved one develops behaviors that are belligerent or antisocial or just not going to work at this place, and that would include becoming violent or combative, you're out fast. They cannot endanger other residents and staff. When incontinence gets to a point where it becomes too difficult to manage, that could definitely get you discharged. When there's any sort of a safety issue, it could be a combination of some of these things. That could get you a discharge. Weight limits for their equipment. If you're too heavy or you become too heavy, that could do it. If you run out of money, if you can no longer pay privately, the vast majority of assisted living facilities do not work with Medicaid, period. Now, there are a few that do, and there are some kind of some requirements, but the vast majority do not. Okay. So those are some of the things that could get you discharged. Now, back to the falls and some of these things. I said, you know, there are, you don't really have any options. There is actually one option and I don't like it. It's called a negotiated risk agreement. And that's where if your loved one is falling, I've seen this one a lot, actually. If your loved one is falling a lot and they say, well, you're going to have to move. Well, we don't want to move. Well, if you sign this negotiated risk agreement, you can stay here. So what you did is you voluntarily took the staff off the hook and out of responsibility so that if your loved one falls, they're literally not responsible. I mean, how could you sign a piece of paper like that? What it screams out is that your loved one is no longer in the right level of care and you need to move to the right level of care. And then have the staff be responsible to manage the falls or whatever it is that needs to be managed. Let me say this, and I might talk about this later. Senior care consulting clients do not have this problem because I personally will not let you go to a place that is not going to work for you. All right. This is just part of the service. So senior care consulting clients are extremely knowledgeable. And oh, by the way, they have a 30 plus year senior care veteran assisting them and their families. If you want assistance, if you want an absolute top pro in your corner, you can call Senior Care Consulting for a consultation. All right. For our listeners, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe you want to listen to it again, no worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the recently and previously aired episodes. Find the one you want. Click on the play button. Again, give it a couple of seconds to connect and fire up, and it'll start playing for you. And again, a lot of people do take advantage of that if they're not able to listen or they want to share it or listen to it again and maybe even take some notes. So I'll tell you what, you're going to want to take some notes on this segment. My friend and special guest today, Mr. Josh Buffum, he's a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank. And let me give you Josh's direct phone number here, 816-728-2828. 816-728-2828. And Josh is, first of all, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Are there any particular hours that you want people to call, or can that, are you flexible, or,
pretty much any, you know, waking normal hour within the 7 day period up to about 8 o'clock at night?
Oh man, I was going to call you at 12.
Well, you can call me. You can leave a message.
Yeah, I just made up an answer, right? Or you could send a text to this number.
Absolutely, I'll receive texts at any time, and normally, as long as I'm awake, I will text you back. Obviously, if it's super late at night or you know really early in the morning, you may just receive a text back. Hey, I'll call you at X time.
Sure, but yeah. So one thing I love about you, you are a stickler for customer service.
Well, I believe availability is the number one thing because it all starts with availability.
Yep. And you offer a high level of customer service because, you know, I mean, I don't know how many places offer reverse mortgages, but I mean, there is some competition out there. So what distinguishes one over the other, I think, comes down to the person and their response time and their customer service and all of those sort of kind of some intangibles, I think, makes the difference with you.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of times you'll find reverse options that are nationwide, and you may be talking to somebody that's in Detroit or New York or L.A. And you know, we're a nationwide lender ourselves, but I'm located right here in Kansas City, Missouri, and I service primarily a 100-mile radius around Kansas City. Now, I can do loans in every state, but most of my business is right here within 100 miles.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you can help families and individuals on the Kansas side as well as Missouri. And then, of course, I call the third territory north of the river, which is actually where you're located, right?
Yeah, my home is north of the river, and so is the office.
Yep, yep. And so so this is not only for our friends in the Northland. You have to share Josh. Share him with us living in Kansas and those living south of the river in Missouri. But again, Josh Buffum, again, with Community First National Bank, 816-728-2828. And Josh, you know, we talk a lot about reverse mortgages, and technically it's a home equity conversion mortgage, which that's kind of a mouthful, but I actually like that because that's very descriptive.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about your home equity, it's just another asset. Obviously, when it's tied up in the home, it's what's called a hard asset, so it's not readily available. Most cases, you need to either sell the home or do a refinance in order to access that equity.
Uh-huh.
What the reverse mortgage allows you to do is access that equity without creating a new payment, which makes cash flow much better.
That is huge because I've known all kinds of people, and they weren't familiar with a reverse mortgage, or maybe they didn't understand, or maybe they didn't even know anything that it even existed. And so I've seen them go out and get a second mortgage to access, say, $10,000 or $20,000 or whatever it is, for all the various reasons that you might use that money. And then what they did was they just killed their cash flow position, because now they have like another, you know, couple hundred dollar a month payment, and all of a sudden you have less disposable cash to help you for your needs. And that's going backwards.
Right. Now, if you're in a good equity position and you're thinking that you may need to access the equity in your home for cash purposes, maybe you have something you need to do around the home, like a retrofit, or maybe you have another bill or something that needs to be paid, I suggest if you're over the age of 62 that you at least investigate what a reverse mortgage, home equity conversion mortgage, looks like compared to a home equity line of credit, compared to a normal refinance. You know, lots of people use reverse mortgages for many different things.
Okay, so let's talk about the flexibility of the reverse mortgage. And, you know, what are some of the uses of a consumer that might be interested in a reverse mortgage?
Well, reverse mortgage is a very flexible product. You know, like I said, most people decide not to make a payment once they do the mortgage, and they let the remaining equity of the property make the interest-only payment. But you can make an interest-only payment monthly if you want, and your balance will never rise. You can decide not to make a payment for a few months and then start making it again. And you can pay it off at any time at simple interest, because it is just a simple interest loan like any other mortgage. I've seen people use the reverse mortgage to extinguish an existing forward mortgage so they could free up more cash flow. Maybe their spouse died, or maybe a pension was no longer available and they needed that cash flow. They could no longer make the mortgage payment comfortably. I've seen people use a reverse mortgage to purchase a home, because a reverse for purchase can be a very good tool. If you're left with lots of equity from the sale of a family home and you're wanting to go into like a patio home or something that's more maintenance free, you can use a reverse mortgage and actually get twice as much home.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen people use a reverse mortgage to retrofit their current home so they can remain more comfortably at home.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that we support here at this show, Steve, is we always talk about remaining at home and trying to remain at home, because just as you figured out over your years, is about 90% of people really would rather just remain in their home.
And I'm part of the 90. I'm raising my hand.
Well, like we were talking before the show, I'm 50. I don't want to move.
Yeah.
I darn sure don't want to move at 70.
That's right. That's right. And according to AARP, the 90%, I mean, keeps, you know, and here's, and it sounds like we're kind of beating up the facilities. If you want to move, the good news is there are some great places to move. If I can stay home, that's really where I want to be. And I think most people want to do that as well. The question is, how do you remain independent at home? So do you need some home remodeling? Do you need to bring in home care? I mean, there are a lot of services, get your lawn clipped and all those sort of things, and house cleaning services and that sort of thing if you're not able to. But these things cost money. So how do you pay for that? And we're talking about accessing your home's equity through a reverse mortgage or a home equity conversion mortgage with Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank. He can help you on the Kansas side and Missouri side at 816-728 2828.
Yeah, you know, some people believe, and it's a misnomer, that, oh, you do a reverse mortgage, you lose your home. That's not the case.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, there's many cases where people have decided, well, I'm going to sell my home and go to a facility. Well, the facility was super expensive, and so the asset was depleted much quicker by going to the facility than if they just remained at home, and the interest only at 5% accumulated very slowly. And so the asset was actually protected for a very much longer time than if they moved out and went to an expensive facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with the cost of, you know, assisted living, $5,000 to $6,000 is kind of an average. You could go up to $8,000 or $9,000, a semi-private room in a nursing home.
And that's a month, right?
That's per month. That's,
yeah.
That's correct. That's correct. I always think in monthly increments.
Right.
But, you know, in the nursing home or long-term care, semi-private room, which is a shared room, you have a roommate, $6,000 to $6,500 is kind of right down the middle. A private room in a nursing home is about $7,500 to $10,000, right down the middle. I priced one out the other day at over $13,000 a month. So I'm using my home equity through a reverse mortgage. I'm bringing in home care. I'm having my home remodeled and having some alterations done. I'm going to stay home at those rates if I can.
I mean, that's how you're going to protect the asset for the longest period of time.
Yeah.
You remain at home. Retrofit the property so that you can remain there, have in-home health care come in, and protect the asset.
Yep, absolutely. We're visiting with reverse mortgage specialist Josh Buffum. He's with Community First National Bank. I'll give you his personal number, and Josh mentioned it earlier. If you're thinking about this, it costs nothing to reach out to Josh and talk about it and see if it might be a good fit. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I would definitely explore the option at 816-728-2828. That's 816-728-2828. And Josh, you always catch me off guard because I'm not the most knowledgeable, and obviously you're an expert, but off air, you mentioned you can refinance a reverse. If you already have one, it can be refinanced?
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
That's something that's little known also.
Yeah.
You know, with the way house equity has been improving over the last 10 years or so, in some areas around here, it's been going up pretty significantly, like 13-14% annually over the last few years.
Yep.
Lots of people are realizing way more equity in their property right now than they had before. They may have done a reverse 5 or 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and that reverse is still in place, but they may be able to access more money now.
That's right. And that makes sense because, and I don't live in some sort of a mansion. It's a pretty nice house. I think my equity is at least $50,000 more today than it was maybe 6, 7 years ago. And it's the same house.
Right.
You know, but, anyway, all right. So for our listeners, definitely call Josh Buffum. He delivers fantastic customer service. He'll explain the whole thing to you, and you can just judge it for yourself if this is a good fit for you or not. I think it will be. 816-728-2828. 816-728-2828. Josh, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Steve, always my pleasure.
All right, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Again, just special thanks to my friend Josh Buffum. Really, really good guy. He's a bottom line guy. He'll tell you right away whether you qualify or not. He'll come to your home. He's just a real hands-on, high level of customer service. individual. He will help you. He will do a great job. He does business the right way. And this is anyone that you hear about on this program, we all bend over backwards for our clients. And trust me, I've had people ask if they could come on the show, and I didn't have a high degree of faith that they do business the right way. So I can't put my name on that. And I've declined. And so, if you're on this show, you do business the right way and you bend over backwards for your clients and their families and you do business the right way. And that's what we're all about here. So again, if you're trying to remain independent at home and you're like, man, I don't know if home care is going to cost, you know, X dollars from our friends at Home Care Assistance. So we kind of got that budget. We called Mr. Remodeler to come out and help us do some remodeling to make the home more safe and more comfortable, and that these remodel changes will help us remain independent in our home. And so we have that budget. So how are we going to make this work? Our income is this, our assets that, and then we have X dollars in home equity. Well, how do you access that? Okay, because if you don't do something, then the next move will be to a senior care community. And again, if you move to a senior care community, that's great. We have some really great places to choose from, but they're super expensive. If you would rather stay at home, why wouldn't you access your home equity through a home equity conversion mortgage with Josh Buffum at Community First National Bank? 816-728-2828. 816-728-2828. All right. Next bit of information here. I'm gonna kind of shift gears on you. I just shifted the gear shift there. I just wanted to let you know there's some major VA rule changes that are just now being announced. So I wanted to share some pieces from my friend Bill Hammond and the great folks over at Casey Elder Law. And I'll just kind of he had sent me an email, just kind of let me know about some of this stuff. So the Veterans Administration have been proposing some rule changes for quite a while, and now they have made some changes. And these are some of the first changes in a long time, other than some rate increases. But they were announced September 18th, and then they become effective 1 month later, October 18th. Now, these changes are not retroactive. So if this concerns you and you're in the midst of doing some asset protection strategies and trying to get qualified, and you're coming in before October 18th, these changes do not apply. If you put it off until after October 18th, these rules will be in place, and it may or may not affect you, but I would call Bill Hammond and Casey Elder Law to see how this might affect you. But let me just get into some of this stuff. We don't have a whole lot of time to get super in depth, but the change here, again, it's not retroactive, but it is effective October 18th. So part of the challenge and kind of the frustration when you're doing some of this planning is there was never a hard number of the net worth, right? So how much of your liquid assets can you have and qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? And it used to be, quote unquote, you know, around $80,000, but frankly, it was based on an actuarial table. So if you were older, you could have less. If you were younger, you could have more. And so that was kind of hard for planning purposes. And again, our friends at Casey Elder Law, they do a tremendous amount of estate planning, asset protection strategies, et cetera. And so you had to do the best that you can do. And they are very, very good at what they do. But now we have a hard line. We have a bright line net worth, $123,000. It's higher than I thought it was going to be, actually. $123,600. This does not include the value of your home. So they're basically looking at your liquid assets. So if you have $123,600 or less, then that is one of the triggers that would help you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. Here's the big one. Here's the real big one. There is now, not now, okay, let me say this right, as of October the 18th, so a couple of weeks from now here or so, there is now a 3-year look back. Some people are like, what is that? And some other people go, oh no. Remember, we talk a lot in Medicaid practices and in Medicaid discussions on that look back period. And it used to be forever and a day. It was 3 years. They would look back 3 years. And if you made any type of a gift, and that could be a cash transfer, selling an asset for below market value, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that gift would cause a penalty and a delay in qualifying for Medicaid. And then Medicaid changed the rules, and now they look back 5 years. It's been speculated for many, many, many years that the VA may also have or implement a look back type of a period to look for, again, gifts. And all of this sounds very, very similar to the majority of the Medicaid qualifiers out there. There's now a 3-year look back. So today there is no look back under VA rules. You could give away or you could gift, X dollars that would get you down to that approximate $80,000 and then you can qualify. There's no penalty for that. Under the new rule, there will be a 3-year look back along with up to a 5-year penalty, which is a delay in qualifying for the VA aid and attendance benefit, which is big time. I'll give you the numbers here in a second. I've talked about this before many times. But here's the bottom line. If you have questions regarding the VA aid and attendance, maybe you were thinking about calling Bill Hammond and Casey Elder Law about some asset protection strategies and, you know, what does that look like for us? And how can we qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? And how does all this work in the grand scheme of things here in our master plan? Call Bill Hammond at KC Elder Law, and everyone there is just awesome. There are so many good people there. 913-338-5713. So you would be calling KC Elder Law, 913-338-5713. You could also go online at kcelderlaw.com and check it out. But these new rules will totally change the way planning is done. So do not put it off. They're not in effect yet, but they're coming October the 18th. All right. Wow. That hour flew by quickly. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. And again, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.